Hubraum, Hilfiger und viele mehr.
Dann fahren wir billiger wird's eh nimmer.
Freeport, das bessere Outlet-Erlebnis.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borutalco Man Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 9 o'clock, Sunday, the 1st of June. Dozens of people have been killed at a Gaza aid distribution center. And Poland votes in a tight presidential runoff. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. Medics in Gaza say at least 26 Palestinians have been killed and dozens more wounded in Israeli tank fire that hit people near an aid distribution center. There's been no comment from the Israeli army. Witnesses said thousands of people had gathered near the aid point when they came under attack. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
The images that are coming out again show the state, the condition that Gaza remains in as this latest ceasefire attempt appears to have stalled. We see the wounded, we see the dead being pulled out on donkey carts. These are the images that have led many of Israel's closest allies in the West to say that there must be an end, to try to put pressure on Israel to agree a ceasefire.
Meanwhile, Hamas and Israel remain at odds over the latest U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal for Gaza. The U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff, has called the militant group's response unacceptable. Hamas has pledged the release of 10 hostages but requested some amendments to the plan. A presidential runoff election is taking place today in Poland, with the opinion polls putting Warsaw's liberal mayor, Rafał Trzaskowski, neck and neck with the nationalist candidate, Karol Nawrocki. Juliet Patton reports.
Trzaskowski won the first round by 2 percentage points, but since neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote, the election is going into a second round. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has expressed his support for Trzaskowski. This election is seen as a pivotal moment for Tusk's pro-European coalition government. While much of the power in Poland lies with the Prime Minister and Parliament, presidents do have the ability to veto legislation. The outcome will influence the government's ability to implement its reform agenda. This includes liberalizing the country's strict abortion law and accelerating changes to the justice system. Juliet Patton, FM4 News.
And millions of people in 3 states in the northern U.S. are under a health alert this weekend due to poor air quality. The conditions are being caused by out-of-control wildfires in the Canadian province of Manitoba. NPR's Alana Weiss reports.
Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota have all issued air quality alerts for their residents. This comes as 17,000 Manitobans have been forced to flee their homes as dangerous fires cut through the province's prized wildlands. The evacuation effort is the largest in recent history for Manitoba. These fires come on the heels of 2 consecutive years of devastating wildfire seasons.
To the weather, today's forecast is partly sunny with a chance of rain moving across the country later in the day. Highs between 24 and 33 degrees.
Thank you, Astrid.
FM4. Morning show with Hal Rock.
Yep, that's me. Yeah, Astrid and I, we're going to be heading off to the pool, aren't we? Yes. She says yes. We're going to go off and celebrate the fine weather this Sunday afternoon. Hope you do the same thing too. But whatever you do, take FM4 with you. Yeah, because we, as you know, are the soundtrack to your weekend. It's 3.5 minutes past 9 o'clock. Peggy Goo. It goes like na, na, na.
I can't erase just the feeling that I want.
From Charlie XCX, a track called Apple. 9.5 minutes past 9 o'clock. Hal Rock keep you company this Sunday morning here on FM Fear, the morning show. And Vampire Weekend, with A Punk coming your way right now. Hope you enjoy this one.
FM4.
But a goodie, I'm sure you'll agree, from the Kings of Leon. Waste a moment. It's 15 minutes past 9 o'clock. And today, people, we officially start the barbecue season here at FM Fear. Yay! Yes, it's that time of the year again. Every Sunday afternoon in June, Fiverr and DJ Fecht will host their weekly Sommer am Ponyhof grill party here outside the FM Fear studios, and it all starts at 5 o'clock. To kick off the new season, they've invited two amazing women: the Austrian musician Sordel, who won the FM Fear Amadeus Award this year, and the actress Stephanie Reinsberger, who currently plays Elizabeth at the legendary Burgtheater. She's also very well known from TV as one of the Tatortkommissarien in, yeah? So fame and being in the spotlight will definitely be topics tonight.
Also beim Theaterspielen siehst du ja dein Publikum, und wenn du einen Fernsehfilm, Kinofilm machst, also ich krieg das ja nicht mit. Ich lese das dann am nächsten Tag, wie viele Leute das geschaut haben, weil uns das zugeschickt wird, aber das ist ja eine Zahl, die ich gar nicht greifen kann, und finde es aber irgendwie faszinierend und schön, dass an diesem Sonntag unabgesprochen bis zu 9 Millionen Menschen den gleichen Film schauen. Ich finde das irgendwie was total Schönes. Das gibt's ja kaum mehr.
Aber wirst du deshalb jetzt auch öfter erkannt?
Ja, wobei ich sagen muss, hier in Wien ist es gerade mehr wegen Elisabeth, wegen dem Abend. Es ist, ja.
Freut dich mehr oder ist eigentlich egal?
Anders.
Hauptsache erkennen. Hauptsache Fans, die auf dich zuströmen. Dann kann ich mal ein Foto machen. Ich muss später auch noch ein Foto mit dir machen, damit ich in Deutschland angeben kann. So, du warst ja gerade auch ganz exponiert, ne? Mit deiner, bei den Wiener Festwochen. Gerade nicht, aber vor ein paar Wochen. Wirst du jetzt auch mehr erkannt?
Ja, na, eigentlich nicht. Also in Wien eigentlich nicht. Im Salzkammergut schon.
Ich habe dich da gesehen bei diesem Festwocheneröffnungswahnsinn am Rathausplatz. Wie war das für dich? War das recht aufwendig? Weil da waren so viele unterschiedliche Leute vertreten in diesem Ensemble.
es war aufwendig, aber nicht für mich, sondern ich glaube eher für die Leute, die das organisiert haben. Wir waren da wie so Mäuschen, die sich dazwischen geschlichen haben eher. Aber es war extremst aufregend. Natürlich, weil so viele Leute dort waren, aber auch, weil du dann mit so großen Vorbildern auf einmal auf der Bühne stehst. Ich hätte gern mit alle so 10.000 Fotos gemacht, weil ich wollte niemanden am Arsch gehen.
There you go. Some very charming guests tonight for the first episode of Sommer am Ponyhof. I'm sure you'll agree. Stephanie Reinsberger and Sordel will join my colleagues Fiverr and DJ Fecht at their outdoor barbecue, sharing good food, cold drinks, and of course, they'll also be playing lots of music. You can join them at 5 o'clock this afternoon, live here on FM Fear, and you'll find more information and pictures if you go to our webpage, FM Fear or FAT. But for now, let's have a listen to a song from Sordel to get us in the mood. The Great Patterned Woodpecker. A fine bird, a fine bird.
How to find a nearby tree where you can. Days. Zwei Tage Live-Musik und mehr.
Im Linzer Hafen.
Mit Acts wie General Levy.
Booyaka, everybody want more. Yeah. Big up.
I am DDB.
Ben Clean.
Average.
Elektro Guzzi.
FM4 Hafen Frühschoppen mit Anna Buchegger.
Und viel mehr.
Beach, Surfen, Hip-Hop, kurz essen. Für jede Altersgruppe.
Ich hol mir alles, was ich will.
Bubble Days. Freitag und Samstag bei freiem Eintritt im Linzer Hafen.
Badehosen führt noch, die muss ich mir noch irgendwo her organisieren.
Alle Infos auf fm4orf.at.
FM4. Everything that you wanted, look around you now and tell me you think you found it. And every time that I see you, walk with your boy downtown, I can tell he don't need you like I do. He don't need you like I do. He don't need you like I do. Oh.
Like I do, he don't need you. Like tight. Look around you now and tell me you think you found it. And every time that I see you walk with your boy downtown, I can tell he don't need you, like I do. Like I do, he don't need you. Like I do, oh, oh, oh.
Favorite bands of all time. That was Tracy Thorn and Ben Watt, who together formed the pop duo Everything But the Girl. That one was Nothing Left to Lose, taken from their 2023 album, Fuse. Love that band to pieces. And they bring the time round to 6:32. How rock. Keep you company this Sunday morning here on FM Fear for another 28 minutes. And then it'll be the one and only Mr. Chris Cummins taking over with Sunny Side Up, one of the best programs on the radio, as I'm very fond of saying. So make sure you stick around for that. For now, the music continues with Georgia Smith.
I don't Show.
I don't wanna jinx it and speak too soon, but I'm really in this, my life with you. And I'll go the distance if you need me to. I'll go wherever you are, and I try to fix it a million times, but I just can't get you, you off my mind.
Boys. There you go, that's the one from Leaning, a track called Boys. It's 9:40.
Stream Festival.
Stream.
At Radio FM Fear.
Yep, this weekend, the summer festival season finally started with the Stream Festival in Linz. FM Fear's René Froschmeyer was there, and together with some other festival friends, tried to create the best festival possible. You know, the imaginary one. Let's have a listen to what they came up with.
Wo wird euer ideales Festival stattfinden?
Definitiv am Wasser.
Ich bin für Almhütte oder auf dem Gipfel oben. Absturzgefahr für Besoffene, aber nicht im doppelten Sinne. Absturzgefahr, kommt man schon Namen.
Aber ich würde persönlich sagen St. Pölten, weil es einfach so die coole Stadt ist.
Du bist St. Pölten-Fan?
Ja, wer nicht, frage ich mich. Also wirklich, beste Stadt in Österreich.
Ich liebe alles im Wald, was so ein bisschen feenmäßig ist. Also ich glaube, ich würde so süße kleine Jute-Zelte irgendwie haben. Am Campingplatz würde ich, wenn die Festivalveranstalter... Wer würde schauen, dass es gratis Menstruationsprodukte gibt für alle?
Ich würde einen voll matschig am liebsten haben, dass man bei jedem Tritt spürt, wie man versinkt, so ein bisschen Matsch drinnen.
Vielleicht wäre so ein Community Kitchen ganz cool, wo jeder mal kommen kann und was kochen kann für alle. Dann wäre es vielleicht nicht so teuer.
Und dazu freshes Coke.
So nachhaltig wie möglich und so regional wie möglich. Ich fände jetzt actually auch geil, vielleicht ein alkoholfreies Festival einfach mal zu probieren, dass Leute vielleicht sagen, so man kann auch ohne Alkohol Spaß haben.
Und welche Acts würdest du gerne dann auf dem Festival sehen?
Also von den Bands her, so Karikari, Cousins Like Shit, Bilderbuch war voll geil.
Ich glaube, ich würde es versuchen, so divers wie möglich zu machen, also von Musikrichtungen irgendwie. Schauen, dass vielleicht queere Artists auch gefördert werden, genau, und dass für alle was dabei ist.
Gerne mehr Flinter-Acts, es sind immer so viele Männer überall.
Für coole kleine Artists aus Österreich. Habt ihr auch Leute, die Stimmung machen? Mix and Match, von allem ein bisschen was und von nichts zu.
Ja, so soll es sein, okay. Let's have a listen to one of the acts appearing there yesterday. It says Sophie Royer live with the song My Song. She's singing about me here. I forget I'm so young. Enjoy.
I forget so easily.
lose control.
Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. Take these, get this, sip some.
Lose control.
Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. All day, all night, can't we
lose control?
Feel it in my soul. Equilibrium, little high, little low. I ain't worried about the Wi-Fi code. Living in the moment till I get home. You ain't gotta get too close. Don't come around if you can't take a joke. I ain't tripping if you're rich or you're broke. This a move everybody knows. Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. Take these, hit this, sip some.
Lose control.
Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. All day, all night, can't we
lose control?
She say she wanna fly me out, try me out, make her body pay for her potty mouth. Do ya try your best when depression choose ya? Your sundress is jumping like the bass while I calculate how much money it'll take till we free from this place. And she laugh, clink glass, think fast. Anywhere in this world you can have, free that mind and that ass.
Ignorance is bliss. Don't tell me shit. You can spill the tea, I'ma sip. Baby, don't get mad, you some real. Shooting from the hip. Shawty got the spread, don't miss. I'm all about my bread and my chips. The music in my head never quits.
Lose control. Lose control.
Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. Take these, hit this, sip some.
Lose control.
Baseline, melodies, got me in a chokehold. All day, all night, can't we
lose control?
Young Franco, that is. Featuring Earth Gang and Jafu. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, had a track called Lose Control. And that, liebe listeners, are pretty much it from me for today. Hal Rock wishing you an absolutely super rest of your Sunday, whatever you do. Stick around, though, because the one and only Mr. Chris Cummins is on his way to take you through the next few hours here on FM Fear with Sunny Side Up, and you will not want to miss a single note of that. I will talk to you again real soon.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something fresh. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Soviet young blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song, baby girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back. To the front, you a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh, I know. So I don't give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh. I know.
Attenzione.
Bella, bella, bella Italia.
dir Italia nach Hause. Mit vielen tollen Angeboten bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mehr Infos auf billa.at.
Stell dir vor, du hast im Lotto gewonnen und weißt es nicht. Mit der automatischen Gewinnbenachrichtigung von WinToday passiert dir das nicht. Spiel jetzt beim einzig erlaubten Online-Lotto-Anbieter Österreichs und verpasse keinen Gewinn mehr. WinToday Lotterien.
Deichmann. Jetzt bei Deichmann. Große minus 50% Aktion auf das zweite Paar Schuhe. Nur jetzt und nur für kurze Zeit. Minus 50% auf das zweite Paar. In allen Deichmann-Filialen und auf deichmann.com. Also nix wie hin und nur jetzt 50% auf das zweite Paar Schuhe sparen. Weil wir Schuhe lieben. Deichmann.
Wohin kommen wir, wenn wir gehen? Können wir morgen gestern ausschließen? Und wird alles wieder gut, bis wir heiraten? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Großartig.
Hervorragend.
Wow.
Hören Sie's? Die nächste Generation ist da. Und sie klingt besser denn je. Tragen Sie die neuesten, fast unsichtbaren Hörgeräte bei Hartlauer 4 Wochen kostenlos zur Probe. Mit Akku, Streaming-Funktion und besserem Sprachverstehen dank künstlicher Intelligenz. Kommen Sie jetzt vorbei und sparen Sie beim Kauf bis zu 500 Euro. Hartlauer.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
This is the Morning Show on FM4.
music soft and mellow.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borutalco Man Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 10 o'clock. Here are the news headlines. Dozens of people have been killed at a Gaza aid distribution center. And Poland votes in a key presidential runoff. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Chris. Medics in Gaza say at least 26 Palestinians have been killed and dozens more wounded in Israeli tank fire that hit people near an aid distribution center. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli army. Some reports put the number of injured at over 100. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem.
The bodies of the dead and wounded have been taken on donkey carts from a site that was hit near a US-funded aid distribution center in Rafah in southern Gaza. A local Palestinian journalist says that thousands of Palestinians had gathered early in the morning close to the aid centre when Israeli tanks opened fire. The BBC has contacted the IDF for comment but has not yet received a response. The latest deadly incident connected to the new aid mechanism occurred hours after Hamas gave its response to the latest US-backed ceasefire proposal. A senior Hamas official said the group had responded positively and responsibly, but the US envoy Steve Witkoff said that it was totally unacceptable.
Voting is underway in Poland in a presidential election likely to affect the country's direction. The second round runoff pits the mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski, a social liberal, against Karol Nawrocki, a right-wing nationalist. Rosie Waits has more details.
Rafał Trzaskowski narrowly won the election's first round, but since neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote, the election is going to a runoff. It's seen as a pivotal moment for Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-European coalition government. While much of the power in Poland lies with the Prime Minister and Parliament, presidents do have the ability to veto legislation. Karol Nawrocki is a staunch opponent of Tusk's coalition and is expected to use the veto frequently. The outcome will influence the government's ability to implement reforms, including liberalizing the country's strict abortion law and accelerating changes to the justice system. Rosie Waits, FM4 News.
Two bridges have collapsed in separate incidents in Russia in the Bryansk and Kursk regions that border Ukraine. In Bryansk, the collapse brought trucks down onto a moving passenger train. The regional governor said at least 7 people were killed and more than 60 injured. And the White House has announced that it's withdrawing its nomination for the businessman and amateur astronaut Jared Isaacman to lead NASA. NPR's Franca Ordonez has more details.
The White House did not explain why Isaacman's nomination was pulled, but spokesperson Liz Huston said in a statement that, quote, it's essential that the next leader of NASA is in complete alignment with President Trump's America First agenda. Isaac Min, a pilot who flies his own fighter jet, has a close relationship with the billionaire Elon Musk, who this week left his post as a senior advisor to the president. Huston said the president will name a replacement soon. She said the new administrator will, quote, help lead humanity into space and execute President Trump's bold mission of planting the American flag on the planet Mars.
To the weather, today's forecast is partly sunny with a chance of rain moving across the country later in the day. Highs between 24 and 33 degrees.
Thank you very much. Because it's going to be warm, we're going to have a very chilled out, mellow, sunny side up today. My name's Chris Cummins. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Tell me.
What are you giving them back?
I think what I'm giving them back, man, is
FM4.
What they've been waiting for, you know what I mean?
Sunny side up.
Sunday mornings, they're very precious. You are precious. Enjoy the show.